How did you start your day today? Did you just roll out of bed and jump into everything you needed to get done? Or did you have a morning ritual, a collection of habits that set you up to have a happy and productive day? It turns out that people who begin their days intentionally have a much higher rate of joy and success. And here to help you build a morning routine are Kate and Toby Oliver, the brother-sister writing team behind Rise and Shine, How to Transform Your Life Morning by Morning. Kate is a psychologist and executive coach, and her brother Toby is a therapist and instructor in meditation and yoga. Here he is to share five of their big ideas.
Hello, I'm Toby Oliver, and I'm a registered therapist, grief counselor, and teacher of trauma-informed yoga and meditation. And I'm passionate about helping people to change, grow, and take charge of their lives. I'm delighted to share with you five of the key insights from my book, Rise and Shine, How to Transform Your Life Morning by Morning, that I co-wrote with my psychologist sister, Kate Oliver. Insight number one, the way you start your morning matters. The first hour of the morning is the rudder of the day, wrote Henry Ward Beecher. And research by the Wharton School at the University of Pennsylvania and Fisher College of Business at Ohio State University found that people who started the day in a bad mood finished the day in a bad or even worse mood, whereas those who started the day in a good mood often ended up happier as the day went on. So your morning mood doesn't just last, but often amplifies as you go through your day. As an older sister and brother who grew up sharing a room with bunk beds, Kate and I discovered this early in life, the hard way. Our morning routine went something like this. I would awake early and want someone to play with. I would begin to call out, "Kate, are you awake?" To no response, I would call repeatedly, "Kate, Kate, Kate. Kate, are you awake?" with increasing volume and ferocity, punctuating my question with well-aimed kicks to the mattress above, until finally Kate would grumpily shout back, "No, shut up, I'm sleeping." This start to our morning set us up perfectly for a day full of squabbling, arguing, and fighting, much to our parents' despair. It took several years before we stopped irritating each other, and even longer before we truly discovered how changing your morning can truly transform your life. Insight number two. Do you rise and shine, or do you rise and whine? Whether or not you realize it, you already have a morning routine. It's all those things you do every morning without fail, like groaning at your alarm, checking your phone, brushing your teeth, taking a shower, eating breakfast, catching up on the news, or scanning social media. Your morning routine starts the moment you wake up with your very first thoughts of the day. Your routine will include many familiar things you got into the habit of doing years ago, perhaps in childhood, and you may never have stopped to question these habits as you've grown up and your life has changed. Some of them may be helpful, some of them perhaps less so. Some are simply time traps. It's amazing how often we get in our own way without even realizing it, by getting caught up in patterns of thinking, feeling, and doing that have become invisible to us, even as they trip us up time and time again. I invite you to pause for a moment and reflect on how you started your morning today. Some people find it helpful to close their eyes to do this. Others prefer to jot down their thoughts on paper. Pay attention to what you did this morning. At that point of waking up, what were you thinking? And how were you feeling? How about yesterday morning? And the day before that? What patterns or habits do you notice? How conscious were you of these at the time? Were they helpful? How well did they set you up for the day ahead? Chances are, many of the things you do each morning are so automatic that you barely notice they're happening, let alone think about doing them. They've become your morning habits, and together they make up your accidental morning routine. So is this routine truly working for you? Or might it be holding you back or getting in your way without you realizing it? Could it be bringing you down instead of lifting you up? Is it allowing you to rise and shine, or helping you to rise and whine? And if not, you can choose to start your day in a different way. It's time to make a change. Insight number 3, you can find your shine. The dawning of a new day brings with it new possibilities and a shift in gear from rest to action. This is your opportunity to seize the day, to start as you mean to go on, and to make time for yourself so you can feel and be at your best for the day ahead and all it brings. Consciously creating your morning can shape your entire day, and you can do it by simply doing a few small things differently when you first wake up. The Shine Method is our approach to building a positive morning routine that will boost your mental, emotional, and physical well-being, setting you up for a happy, healthy, and successful day. Shine, S-H-I-N-E, stands for silence, happiness, intention, nourishment, and exercise. We want you to rise and shine, and our years of combined experience have taught us that there are some key foundations that, when consciously put in place at the start of each day, enable people to feel good and be at their very best. Let's go through them one by one. S is for silence. Once we get into our day, there are many people and things clamoring for our attention. This can feel pretty overwhelming at times. So bringing moments of stillness, peace, and reflection into your morning helps to center and calm you for the day ahead, whatever it may bring. H is for happiness. Our morning mood sets the tone for the day. So if you begin by feeling positive and uplifted, you can move into the day with a smile on your face and cope resiliently with any challenges you may face. I is for intention. When we don't know what we want to achieve from the day, it's easy to get distracted, lose focus, and end up feeling demoralized. This is why it's important that you get clear on your intentions so you can create your day rather than letting your day create you. N is for nourishment. We are living systems and we need energy to thrive. What you choose to feed both your body and your mind when you wake up has a huge impact on the rest of your day. A healthy and nourishing physical and mental morning diet will invigorate you for the day ahead. And finally, E is for exercise. Our lives are increasingly sedentary, and we need to get moving to wake ourselves up and create vitality for the day ahead. This gives you the flexibility and strength you need to get through your day with greater ease. So Shine is not a one-size-fits-all approach. With this book, you will learn how to create the right blend of silence, happiness, intention, nourishment, and exercise for you by choosing which of the 30 evidence-based practices, 6 within each of the 5 sections, work best for you and fit in most easily with your life. This flexibility lies at the heart of the Shine approach to mornings. Insight number 4, start small and swap out. It's really simple. If you want your life to change, you either have to start doing things differently or start doing different things. And if you want your days to change, you need to get your mornings off to a new and positive start. So to begin with, you need to create a little bit of time in your mornings just for you. Some people call this me time. Others refer to it as self-care time. I like to think of it as making an appointment with yourself. See this as an opportunity to charge your batteries in order to light the day ahead. It's important. And you may well be thinking, but I'm already so busy and my mornings are so full, there's no time left to spare. And we do understand. That used to be our view too. But trust us, it's so much easier than you think, and the results are so well worth it. So all you need to get started is to find those few uninterrupted minutes in the morning. Decide what's realistic and helpful for you. It might be simply a case of making different choices about how you use your time upon waking. For example, using the time you currently spend browsing on your phone, worrying, or watching TV. So you have the time, you're just swapping out the activity that you're using it for. It might even mean setting your alarm just a little bit earlier. You could try cutting back on TV, Netflix, or late night phone surfing the evening before to allow you to get to sleep a little bit sooner, making it easier to wake up a little bit earlier than usual. But build up to it. Start small by setting your alarm just 5 to 10 minutes earlier and see the difference it makes to have those precious extra minutes for yourself at the start of your day. We also recommend creating as far as possible a distraction-free space for yourself. So put your phone onto do not disturb mode, ideally before you start looking at emails, messages, and updates, and shut off other sources of digital distraction. Reduce the competition for your attention within your environment. So find a space where you can focus just for those few minutes. And this could be in your bedroom, somewhere else in your home, or depending on the weather, even outside. So start small, like we did, finding those 5 to 10 minutes where you can be undisturbed and start to try out one or two of the Shine practices. Insight number 5. Practice makes improvement. At first, your morning routine will take conscious effort and probably won't feel totally natural. This is the normal, natural process of change. You're choosing to move outside your comfort zone. And it's not about doing it perfectly. It's about doing something differently. It's what you do every day that matters, much more than what you do sometimes. The key is in the commitment and the repetition. That's why they're called practices and not perfects. You have to practice them regularly. Because practice makes, no, not perfect, practice makes improvement. And the great thing about each of the 30 Shine practices is that unlike caffeine, alcohol, or junk food, the more you do them, the greater the positive effects and the better you feel. So stick with it and experience the power of the changes you are making. Allow yourself the opportunity to grow brighter and more radiant each and every day. Thank you so much for listening. Kate and I hope you enjoy our book and wish you brighter mornings and better days. Here's to rising and shining.
Thank you, Toby. That was 5 big ideas from Rise and Shine, How to Transform Your Life Morning by Morning by Kate Oliver and Toby Oliver. I'm Michael Kovnat. Have an amazing day.